Hello?
Shannon, it's James Thompson
Hi.
from MMA. How are you? Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. How are you? All right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Good. Are you free to talk for one moment?
Yeah.
You are. Great stuff. Okay, so I've spoke with your mum. I don't know if she's contacted you to let you know that we are going to give you a call.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff. No, okay. So what's happened? Because you was in childcare services before 2004, you qualify for a Scottish redress payment. So what that means, if you've witnessed any sort of abuse while you was in care or sustained any sort of abuse while you was in care, you qualify for a compensation payment. Now, this will be sent directly from the Scottish Government, and the average compensation payment at this moment in time is around about £45,000, okay? What we need to do, we need to get a case packaged and sent over to the solicitors so they can contact you and let you know what's going to happen moving forward. Is that okay with you, Shannon?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Okay, so what I need to do, first of all, I'm just going to let you know what's going to happen. I'm going to go through a statement form with you. It takes around about 5 minutes to complete. Then we'll get a form of ID sent over from yourself, and then we'll get an authorization email sent to you to confirm that you're okay with that. Okay. Then what's going to happen? You'll be allocated a solicitor, and a solicitor will get your case all sorted for you. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Brilliant stuff. So Shannon, I've got your date of birth. It's the 27th of the 10th, 2004. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. So my name is James Thompson. I am your case handler. You'll receive all of our information by email, and you'll also receive a text very shortly, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go through some information with you. I'll ask you a few questions, and then I'll take a statement from yourself, okay? I believe you've got siblings of Jordan and Ryan as well. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem. Okay, so Shannon, is it S-H-A-N-N-E-N? Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then Riley's R-E-I-L-Y. Oh, R-E-I-L-L-Y, I do apologise. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Brilliant, no problem. Shannon, can you just confirm your postcode for me, please?
It's 3340JY.
Yes. So, JY. And we've got on register, is it Bald Dragon Road? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep, yeah, which number?
33.
That's fine. Is it 0/1 or is it
flat 1-1?
1-1 is it? That's fine. No problem at all. Okay, Shannon. So I believe you was in childcare services when you was younger.
Yeah,
that's fine. Are you free to speak now? Are you in a comfortable spot to speak?
Yeah, I'm just getting on the bus, but it should be
oh,
okay.
Are you? If there's any questions that you can't answer, just say skip, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I should be able to answer them
fine.
Although the bus is quite quiet.
Yeah, no problem. If not, just say skip, all right, and I'll move on to the next question for you. So, Shannon, I've got a contact number, which is the one I'm contacting you on now, and it ends in 059. Is that right?
Yeah.
Brilliant. And what's your email address, Shannon?
Shannon.Riley.
Yep.
16@icloud.com.
16@icloud.com. Okay, brilliant stuff. Okay, so Shannon, I will ask you a few questions in a moment. You just have to try and answer them the best you can. Okay,
yeah, that's right.
If there's anything that you don't wish to answer, just skip on that. Okay. So I'm just going to get you to, do you know how old you were when you was in childcare services?
I think I was about 4 when I first moved in.
4 years, roughly. And how long was you there for?
Till 16.
Till 16. Okay, till 16 years. Okay, that's fine. Do you remember the place, the name that the establishment was called?
I was in several foster placements up until the age of around 7 or 8. And then at the age of, I'm sure it was 8, but it might have been 7. But around the age of 8, I went into Kempston Crescent Children's Unit.
Right, is that where most of, like, you witnessed abuse and sustained any abuse there? Is that correct?
To be honest, I can't really remember, like, all of my life. I don't really remember anything.
Right. Of course, course, you're a bit older now. Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember my full life. I really struggle with anxiety now. I've got one house. Out of care. I just kind of stay in my house. I don't really ever leave. I'm only out just now because I was at the orthodontist. But really, honestly, I can't remember everything. So it was my mum that was saying that it shouldn't be the way it is. I struggle with so much anxiety and stuff now. I've not got a community or friends because I've been moved around so much and things haven't been fair that have happened that I don't really know because I have applied for an SER for all my paperwork to find out everything.
So it's had a massive effect on your adulthood. Could you suffer from, would you say, anxiety, trust issues?
I really struggle with anxiety and depression and stuff. I've not got I'm not close to my family because I was stopped. I never got to see any of my family all my life, and then COVID came around. I started seeing my mum, and then because of COVID, I was kind of told not to go back to the unit, because I was out and I wanted to see my mum. So then they kind of just told me basically I was to live with my mum again and not to go back to the unit. So then I had just been kind of put back with my mum, and I had to build a relationship with her, but I got my own house. So then I've just struggled with anxiety and depression. I've not got friends, family, nothing like that.
Okay, so let me put that down. Give me a second. Okay, because what's happening, anybody that was in childcare services and it's had an effect on their adulthood, that's the reason why they're being awarded this compensation payment. Now, Shannon, we have a turnaround of the average we're receiving at the moment is around about 100%. So every case that we're taking on, the success rate is around about 100%. So anybody that does get accepted, the compensation is average around about £45,000. Okay. So as you can imagine, it's a substantial amount of money. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not to try and cover up any scars from when you was younger. It's more just to give you a brighter future. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that's all I'm really wanting to be fair. I've not really got nothing in life. I'm wanting to try and my mum, I'm wanting some closure too. My mum's wanting a little closure. And then it's to get the money to try and get, my house is really bad just now. I'm struggling with mold and damp in my house. I'm wanting to try and get a new house, a nicer house, and try and settle down and try and do my driving lessons, because I really struggle with public transport and stuff.
That's what this payment will do for you, okay? So once we get you allocated with a solicitor, it roughly takes around about 6 to 8 months to get completed, okay? They'll take on the case, they'll contact the government, and they'll try and get you the highest price possible, okay? Now, what the reason is, the solicitor will try and get you the highest price possible for compensation, because what they do, they take a fee of 20%, okay? So that's the reason why they take a fee of 20%, is because they're doing all the work. You don't have to do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, give me just one moment. So I'll give you an example now, okay? So in regards to if you were to receive £45,000, the solicitors will take 20%, and that would leave you with £36,000, okay? So as you can imagine, it's still a substantial amount of money.
Yeah.
All right. But the solicitors will contact you and make you aware of that at a later date. My name is James Thompson. I'm your case officer now, so I'll be always contactable if you've got any questions, because I'll deal with the paperwork side of things. Okay.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
Go on.
Is it my mum that's handling it all, or is it individually, my mum, me, my brothers, would it be the money, we would split it kind of thing?
No, so it's each individual person. Okay, because you're over, can you just confirm how old you are, Shannon?
I'm 21, I'm 22 this year. Yes.
Correct, because you're over the age of 18, you will be able to deal with this individually for yourself, okay? I will put your mum down as a beneficiary, but you'll have to deal with it yourself because you're over the age of 18. All right.
Okay, that's fine.
No problem at all. Right, Shannon, can I just ask, have you got any terminal illnesses at all?
No. What do you mean by that? I just struggle with anxiety and depression. Terminal.
Yeah. No, a terminal illness is if you've got anything terminal where you could pass away from it.
No.
No, that's fine. No problem at all. Do you? I've got your parents' details, so I've got your mum's details. Do you know your dad's details at all?
No, my dad's quite I don't really reach.
Don't worry about it.
I know he stays in Hoyt, and that's all I know.
That's all you know. That's fine. I'll just put down there as unknown. Okay, I'll put your mum's details down. Give me just one moment. Okay. Do you know your mum's date of birth?
The 13th of the 2nd, 1972.
Yep, that's fine. No problem at all. I won't be able. If you do go quiet, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just updating. I'm just updating the information. Okay, give me a second. Shannon, I do apologise. Just bear with me just one moment. I've got your brother Jordan trying to contact us here, so I'm just placing him with another call handler, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, bear with me just one moment. I'd rang your brother Jordan, but he's not picked up, okay? So he's just calling back in at the moment.
Yeah,
I can hear the bus is getting a little bit busy now, okay?
Yeah, there's some kids on the bus.
Don't worry about it. Once again, if you don't know, just say skip, all right?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just about to be getting off.
Just confirm your mum's date of birth again for me, please,
the
Shannon.
13th of the 2nd, 72.
Yep, that's fine. No problem at all. Do you know the name of the address where you stayed when you were younger?
So there was lots of different foster care placements, but then the first residential unit.
What was it called again? The residential unit.
Kempthorne.
Kempthorne. How are you spelling that? Do you reckon?
K E M P S T H O R N.
Oh, Kempthorne Children's Home, yeah?
Yeah, Kempthorne Crescent.
Kempthorne Crescent. Okay, give me a moment. Yeah, I've got it here. I've got all the details. Bear me a second, okay?
That was till about the age of maybe 12, 13.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just going to get all the records up for Kempthorne now. Won't be a second, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Remember, if you do go quiet, I'm not ignoring you, I'm just updating the records, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to place down on here your mum's details as your beneficiary, okay? So what that means, if anything was to happen to you in the time of now before you received any payments, your mum would receive that, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Sorry, Shannon, I won't be a second, okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, Shannon, so next what I'm going to ask you, do you know the name of your doctor's surgery?
Do you want the name of the other children's home I was in?
Oh, right, okay, was you in another one, was you?
I was in Kempthorne from like the age of 8 to 12, 13, and then I was in the other
eight
one
to
12, from
13. Right.
The other one from then till 16.
Yep, so what's the name? What's the name of the next one?
Seamill Street. The address for that would have been 31 Seamill Street.
Do you want to spell that for me?
S-E-A-M-I-L-L.
Seamill Street. Was that children's home as well, yeah?
Yeah.
In total, okay, give me a second. I'm just bringing up all the details of CMO Street as well, all right, okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Once again, if I do go quiet, please do bear with me. I'm just updating the records, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
And you were there 12 to around about 16, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant stuff. All right. Your doctor's surgery, can you just confirm the name of your doctor's, please?
I think it's Newhouse Practice, and it's in East House Medical Practice.
New Hills Practice, is that in Glasgow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've got it here, New Hills Medical Practice. I've got you. Give me a second. That is on, is it Auchin Lee Road in Glasgow,
yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep, I've got it here. Give me a second. Give me just one moment. Okay. Just putting them details in now. Great stuff. Have you ever been known by an open name, Shannon?
No.
Has it always been Shannon Riley?
Yeah.
It's always been Shannon Riley. Yep, that's fine. Okay. Jenna, what I'm going to do now, I'm just going to mention to you, you can skip anything in regards to any questions that I do ask you, okay? You can just say skip or no. All right.
Yeah, that's fine.
So while you was in care, do you recall witnessing any abuse to any other children?
I'm really not sure. Like, I really can't remember,
okay.
Like, my full life.
Okay.
Like, I can only really remember,
yeah,
like,
no,
recently.
Don't worry about it. Honestly, that's fine. We have to ask these questions in case it does jot any memories. Okay. Do you recall any staff members when you were younger being abusive towards yourself or being nasty or bullying towards yourself? Do you remember, was there any staff, any adults?
I remember there was one time I went downstairs to get my medication. It must have been like after 10 o'clock because that's when the night shift comes in, and there was someone, his name was John, I'm sure, I can't remember actually. His name was Joe.
Don't worry about his name. Yeah.
I can't remember what he had done, but I think he had maybe hit me or dragged me, like told me to go upstairs or something. But he had never like came back to the unit after that night. Can't remember what actually happened with it. I just remember like that was a thing that I was down getting my medication, and he like gave me in trouble. I think he dragged me up the stairs, or he had hit me or something. And then he wasn't back in the unit after
that.
Okay,
that's fine. No problem at all.
There was also someone else that came in the unit.
Go on. Okay, go on.
There was someone else in the unit one time that
somebody
came
else
in
come
on, under
after.
The influence. Yeah, there was a woman. She was, like, training.
Okay.
And she had come in for training, and she was, like, really drunk. And I was only young. I didn't know what the smell was, but she was taking tablets and drinking something, and I could smell it, so I had went in. I'd, like, got scared, so I'd, like, ran out the room. We were in playing a game, and I had ran out and told the other staff, and then the police had to come and take her and stuff.
Okay. Okay, I'm just going to make
I just remember,
that.
Like, I just remember, like, wee points like that, but no details or anything.
Okay. So it's had an effect on your adulthood as well. You've got anxiety, depression, you've got trust issues, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. Do you remember the name of the authorisation of the council that you was cared on? Would it have been Glasgow?
Yeah, Glasgow City Council.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. It's just so they can match up with the records. That's all it is. Okay. That's fine. Give me just one moment. I'm just going to put your siblings' details down. Okay, I won't be a moment.
Yeah, that's fine.
You'll be no more than 5 more minutes now, and then everything will be completed, okay?
What, sorry?
I'll be 5 more minutes and everything will be completed then, is that
all right?
Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Just so you know where you're up to, that's all it is. Now, I believe you've got a couple of siblings. You've got Ryan Jordan. Have you got any other siblings as well?
Yeah. The only ones that have ever, been in care is Ryan Jordan, Chantel and David.
Okay, so it's only, I think your mum's spoken with everyone else, I think it's just Ryan and Jordan that do what a process of claim as well, okay.
Yeah.
So what I'll do, I'll just put their details onto there, that's fine. Okay, dope.
Right,
so Shannon, I've got one.
It was just my sister and my mum don't have the best relationship, but my sister, I'd say my sister's the one that's been through the most in care, and her adulthood's been really affected. But if my mum was to say to her,
do you have communication?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Can I say to her, if you could give her a call?
Of course you can.
I'm not sure if she wants to, as her mental health is really bad, but Chantel.
No, honestly, it's worth asking the question, because if she's happy to go for a claim form, she don't have to do anything else, the solicitor do everything for her, okay?
Yeah.
So you said it was Chantel.
Chantel Riley. Chantelle.
LLE. So Chantelle, is that correct?
Chantelle.
Elle, that's fine. Okay. Do you know her contact number, just so we can place it onto our records? We won't contact her until you've contacted her.
I don't. I would need to. I'm not sure if she's got a phone at the moment. My sister's quite, she's not really got a house or a phone. She's just kind of staying with her friends, not doing the best at the moment. That's how I'm thinking, it could be really good for her.
If you can speak to her or contact her in any way, please do feel free to give her our contact number, which is the one that I'm ringing you on now, okay?
Yeah.
Just mention to her that she will qualify for a Scottish redress compensation payment for when she was younger, and the average compensation is £45,000. Now, it can be more than that, okay, but the average is £45,000, okay? So, Shannon, what I'm going to do, I'm now going to elaborate on your case file a little bit. I'm going to get that sent over to the solicitors. They'll be in contact with you soon. Now, I do need from you on your case file a form of ID and a proof of address. Do you have, a bus pass with a photo on it?
Yeah, I've got my driving provisional that has my address and my name.
Provisional?
Yeah.
Wait, so you got provisional. Have you got a letter at your address dated within the last 3 months?
Yeah, I should do. I can get, a bank statement or
you
something.
Will do. Yeah, you can do that, no problem at all. What I'm going to do then, I'm just going to place you on hold for a second now while I get our administrations to send you... Do you use WhatsApp on your mobile?
Yeah.
Yep, I'm going to get our administrations to send you a WhatsApp message now, okay? If you can reply back with a picture of the front of your driving licence and also a statement, then we can get your case set up right away, okay? The line's going to go silent. I'm just going to place you on hold while I speak with the administrations department. Hold the line, thank you. Hi, Shannon, can you hear me okay? Hello, Shannon.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Brilliant. So our administration team have sent you a message via the application WhatsApp. Can you just confirm if you've received that for me, please?
Yes, 2 seconds.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Yeah, I've got it.
Great stuff. So if you can reply back to that with just a picture of the front of your driving licence and also a letter or a statement dated within the last 3 months. Are you able to do that while we're on the phone now? Is that okay?
Yeah.
No problem. Take your time. Are you still there, Shannon?
Yeah, I've sent them. I'm just waiting on them delivering.
All right, no problem at all. I'm just checking on our end. Bear with me a moment. I'm just in contact with the administration team now. Yep, brilliant. That's fine. I'm just going to check them on the administration system now. Okay. Shannon, they're perfectly fine. That's perfect. Okay. What I'm going to do, I'm now going to upload them to your case file. Okay. You're going to receive an authorization email very shortly. Okay. It'll just be a click sign document to state that you're happy and give authorization with the solicitors to contact you. All right. So,
yes,
Shannon, that's everything now completed. I'm your case handler. If you do have any questions throughout the whole process, you can contact me back on this number. If I'm not available, I will come back to you as soon as possible. Okay. All you have to do now is just wait for the solicitors to contact you, and they'll be contacting you in due course to let you know what's going to happen moving forward with your case. Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Brilliant, Shannon. Do you have any questions at all?
No, that's it.
Brilliant stuff. I'll speak to you shortly. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll get this fired over to the solicitors ASAP. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Shannon. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.